Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
I am Reverend Kathy Condon, and my pronouns are she and her. So, and I appreciate everybody's pronouns and whatever they are. Sometimes we may say it wrong or get it wrong for a minute, and I hope that those of you who have your pronouns that you have a little patience with us, especially those of us at this age, you know? We're a little slow on the uptake sometimes, you know? It takes a minute. So, you know, just know that we're willing. I am willing to learn. I love learning new things. I'm getting off base here, but I have to say this too, because it just occurred to me, is that I never want to be the person who gets so old that says, well, in my day. However, we just did that a minute ago in talking about dressing, didn't we? Yeah, you can't hardly get away from it. But, you know, in the good old days, oh my, when somebody says the good old days, I want to ask them, which good old days are we talking about? Is that the good old days when children went to work at 10 years old and left school? Was that the good old days when women were property and children, you know, they were actual property? Is that the good old days that we're talking about? So everything and what we know, especially in this church, in this teaching, we are always evolving. And where we can look and see that that kind of looks like a mess out there now, and in the old days, we didn't do it like that. No, you didn't. But just be patient. Just pay attention. What you'll see is there's more freedom in the way we're allowed to think today, right? And we are learning. Watch as she slips right into the topic. We are learning that the way to go about this learning is with gentleness. Now, I want to tell you, this topic has really brought me back to my early school years, because I want to tell you they were anything but gentle. Gentle was not the case. I was raised Catholic and started attending a Catholic school in the first grade. I never got to go to kindergarten, by the way. A resentment I still haven't let go of. So what happens even in the first, I don't remember so much in the first grade, but boy, was it sure there in the second grade, was that I was a sinner, and if I didn't behave, I would go to hell. And hell was eternal damnation, eternal fires. I was 6 years old. 6 years old. And I was traumatized from that moment on. And I would go between trying to be as good as I could be and then giving up and being absolutely horrible. Because you just couldn't be good enough, Right. So there was an absence of gentle. Now, there was in the home, you know, my parents were really loving parents. But they had no idea what was going on in school and what was happening to me at night. You know, so there was a lot of trauma through my whole life until, I left the church, you know, at about 25 years old and went, this is craziness. This just can't be. And I left it all. And, you know, went on about my life without church. But that message was still there. You know, I didn't do anything. I just stopped going someplace where I would hear it all the time. And but that wasn't good enough. And it wasn't until 1990 that I walked into my first Center for Spiritual Living and sat down and cried every Sunday for the first year because of what I was hearing there, what I was coming to know. And it would take a long time, you know, to truly come to understand that this God that was in my beingness wasn't who and what God was. And it has taken, 34 years ago? Was that 34 years ago? You'd think it wouldn't have taken quite this long, but but I have a relationship. I have a personal relationship with God now, and it is very gentle. It is very, very gentle and loving and kind. And so I want to teach some of you, if you may not know, if you're kind of new to this process, and when you hear the prayers and the treatments, or even, you know, speaking, you know, when you're listening to the message, what I learned to do, kind of by accident, I just fell upon it, was I began early in my attendance of listening through here. And I literally put my attention on this part of my body right here. This is where I feel it. This is that feeling place in me. And I put my attention here and I listened from my heart. And those words, those treatments, the prayers, the words the minister was sharing, all of that began to enter me through my heart. And now, any time that I am involved in anything that is taking me away from my center, taking me away from that place in me that knows and holds the truth, whenever that, you know, kind of slips away, all I have to do is remember to go here, to this place. And from here, I feel the divine presence. And I can tell when I'm in my head, because the whole vocabulary changes. There aren't the same words spoken when I'm speaking from my head as when I am speaking from this place. This is my heart place. And, you know, some of you may feel it down here, you know, wherever it is, but test it out and see if you don't have a physical place in you that can hear and have it affect you internally. So what we're speaking of this week, this month, is giant gentleness. And last week, Ruth's message was in that self-gentleness. It was about being gentle with ourselves. And in her message, she would occasionally you would know she was holding a baby and silent. It's okay. Remember that from last week? It's okay. And she indicated for us to use that for ourselves, to just in that moment, if you start getting real critical, if you start getting real tough, if you think you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, to just do this. Hold that baby and gentle that baby. And remember that that's you. You are the innocence. You are the innocence that everything else that you think about yourself, there is an innocent in you. A friend of mine, I used to work in the prison or volunteer in the prison system down at Coffee Creek. And I worked with a gentleman who did the same thing at the men's prison down in Salem. And so he was this gentleman, in addition to being into New Thought and stuff, Centers for Spiritual Living, he also practiced the Course in Miracles. And what the premise of the Course in Miracles is to some degree is that you will be returned to your innocence. And so here was Ted working with these men. And one of them he had been working with for quite a number of years. This man was in prison for life. And he spoke to Ted one afternoon and he said, I have made a discovery this week. You know, what is that? He said, I'm innocent. I am innocent. And he didn't mean that he was innocent of his crime, that he hadn't committed his crime. What he meant was he was restored to that innocence that we have as a child, that we have as a small child, that we don't immediately have angry thoughts, that we don't turn to, you know, resentments and anger at everything in life, but that he was restored to that childlike belief in Santa Claus, you know, that the world is for good, that the world is about giving us and sharing its good with us. It was pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable. But that is what happens when we find a spiritual program that we can live in our lives. Not just to come on Sunday, but to begin having a practice, a spiritual practice. And the one thing that we need to know is to seek love. I want to read you a quote, if I can find it. Oh my gosh, this is when I drive myself crazy. Why don't I do this better? There's a quote by Ernest Holmes. So let's get to that. Well, this isn't the one I want, but this will do. If we would look for a God of love, we must look long and deeply into each other. We must look away from the differences until we penetrate into the unity of the whole. Love alone reveals love. Love alone reveals love. Nothing else can. You can't beat somebody into submission. Hate, but hides the gleam. That's by Ernest Holmes. Love is that key to gentleness. And so this week, what we're talking about is gentleness in the world. We know about gentleness with ourselves, but we have to be gentle in the world with ourselves, internally gentle. So you know that news program? I haven't watched MSNBC in 6 years. Now, I love Rachel Maddow. I just love her, and I loved all the people on there. But I am telling you, as much as I loved it, I would just be so angry at the end of every show. And, you know, you could just sit there all day with CNN and NBC. It's anger is angry and harmful even if it's right. Right? Even when you're angry because you're right, there is nothing that is going to take you down quicker than being right. Have you ever noticed that? And I have to tell you, there is nothing I love more than standing on my soapbox with a sword in my hand, you know, and leading the charge. You know, when I am right, oh, get out of the way, because I am just in my glory. And it has taken me so long to get down off that horse. I just have to, you know, just get down off the horse and love. So have you all practiced loving Donald Trump? Come on. It's a wonderful, wonderful, you know, effort. It's a wonderful effort to imagine what did he have to go through to become who he has become. There's never been a person who needs love more, right? There is such a lack of love. He has no idea what it is. No idea. And I wish him no harm. I wish him no presidency. You know. But I wish him no harm. You know, I pray for him that somewhere there is a little chink, a little, you know, in that armor, and that something gets in, something real gets in. And, you know, we can bring that on ourselves. We can bring that on ourselves by starting with the premise that everyone is love. Everyone needs love. Everyone is loving. There is love and is the lodestone. Does anybody know what lodestone means? I just had to look it up. It's in these notes here somewhere. A lodestone has a magnetic property in it. So love is the lodestone, has that magnetic property. And when you have love in you, that you demonstrate, that you work at demonstrating this love that allows it to just pour off of you, people cannot miss it. I mean, there are people in here that I have sat next to and could feel it coming off of them. Could just feel it in their presence. And it's so calming and lovely to sit next to somebody that is having that experience of being love. Yeah. So that when we look at social media, when we think it's time to get active in politics, in the or when we want to be active in the community, when we want to be involved with any of those things, do your homework first, right? Do your homework first. Talk to God. God and I have wonderful conversations. Wonderful conversations, usually out loud. The reason that I talk to God out loud, especially do any prayer treatments out loud, the reason that I talk out loud is because if I am just thinking, there's room for another voice to get in the midst of that. So when I talk out loud to God and about God, I tell God about who he is, who God is. When I tell God about who God is, then I am beginning to have a felt experience of God. And it is that felt experience that we seek. My first teacher back there in 1990, and for 10 years then, he talked a lot about a felt experience, that this is not a head thing here. We don't begin by thinking. We look at our feelings. Our feelings reveal where we're at. When you're angry, maybe some of you don't get angry or don't do angry. Angry was the emotion of choice in the home that I grew up in. You know, it was easy to set it off. However, it didn't last long. But you never knew when it was going to explode, you know, so you were kind of watching, you know, like, ooh, what's going to happen tonight? So when I talk to God about this love that God is, and that this love that God is what is in us, it is the real truth of what is in us, is this love. Because God is love. God created us out of its image and likeness. Therefore, we're love. And the only difference between me prior to 1990 and me now is that I know that. The love didn't appear. It was always there. The love that then I was able to take with me everywhere. Everywhere I went, I could take this love with me. Do you know how much fun it is to be in love when you're driving? And you get to love everybody on the road. And of course, it's a great time to practice love because, you know, you don't hate these people yet. You don't know them, so you don't hate them, so you can love them, right? You just start out just assuming that you love them. And it makes a huge difference when you assume that you love somebody just because. Because then if anything does pop up, you have to remember, oh, I love them. I love them. They're my friend. They're one of me. They're another one of me. And they have the same thoughts and thinking and feeling that we all do. And so that love is what we all need. And you can't love without being gentle. Right? One of my favorite things, and to view, is a man holding a newborn baby. This newborn, especially if the newborn baby belongs to this man. The look on their face, there's something that comes over them. And all of you, if you're fathers, you know what I am talking about. That opportunity to hold this bit of love that is alive, is breathing, is a being, and is going to have free will, and is going to be a teenager someday. And, you know, you're going to want to hold on to that love. That love is so easy. And if we practice that, we can get to that place so that when they are a teenager, or when there are teenagers about, or, you know, when an adult, when anybody starts to rile us up, if we have practiced enough, we can recall, remember, and call forth that love, which automatically leads us to being gentle. Voice gets softer, a little more melodic, you know, and just you just drop your shoulders. I mean, there's just this sense of ease. So it can begin. Let me put it this way: we're at choice. Some we may not think so in a given moment. But we're always at choice, always at choice. And we can choose to just take the briefest moment and remember who we are. Just remember, you are created in the image and likeness of God. That means that what God is, you are. What God is, you are. What power God has, you have. Your ability to find peace and happiness and joy here exists in this very moment. It is the only place it lives. It is the only place it lives is right now. And in every single right now, you can have that experience. It's a conscious choice. I spent a lot of time, you know, doing, wow, I could have, you know, I could have had a VA. I could have said a prayer. I could have just thought 1 second longer, you know, before I opened my mouth, to be gentle. So with this politics, and of course, why not bring up Donald Trump or Putin, you know, or name after name after name? These people exist for us to learn how to love. Because, you know, anybody can love Sylvia. She's fabulous. She's wonderful. Anybody can love Mark Pettyjohn. You know, he's just so lovely and sweet and kind. He's just a wonderful man. Anybody can love him. Try loving Putin. Yeah, try loving Donald Trump. Try any of those. That you don't. If that's too big, pick somebody in your life, somebody who just drives you crazy. Now, I want to tell you, they can still drive you crazy, but you can love them. You can begin to at least laugh, you know, and find the humor in you for allowing whatever it is this person says, does, or the way they behave to bug you. You don't have to do that to yourself. We don't have to live like that. In any moment, we can choose to be kind, to be soft. And as Reverend Ruth told us last week, it can be effortless, enjoyable, and you will feel energized. That is a promise. That is an absolute promise to you, that you will feel better. You'll have to let go of that self-righteous stuff, you know, get down off the soapbox. You have to get down, but that satisfaction, you know, over telling somebody that they're wrong and you're right. It's so fleeting. Is it fleeting? Yes. Yeah. Because then the next time, you know, you have to come in contact with this person, they're ready for you. And, you know, it just starts that kind of thing going on and on. When all along, all you had to do was recognize this God in them. That's all. Not about their personality. You don't have to like their personality. You can, you know, not have to spend a lot of time with the person. You don't have to move in together. But you can find a way to honor that person. You know, if nothing else, they're an example of you finding somebody who is difficult to love and choosing to see how that works out for you. Just play with it. Pretend to love this person, and anytime they open their mouth, you just turn on your heart to listen. And what you will find if you listen through here is that you're at peace. You're not riled up. You're not ready to take on the whole world and come out on top. You don't need that. Because this love that is already in you, already there, that is what should lead us through this life as we go forward and do all the wonderful things that we want to do. So thank you. Thank you very much. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.